United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with 2 charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital received $150,000 US, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000 US. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on US soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 US to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Master's Power Brings Enlightenment in Seattle, Washington, USA on April 7th, 1993.
How do you know that there is reincarnation? Is it a fact, or what is the basis?
There's no need to ask me even. You can read in the newspapers or many books which do research in this field and get the proof to yourself. Now, reincarnation is a state of transit from one experience to the next. And in order to experience something, we need to use a tool, which is mostly a human body, you see. And while we have in the human body, we experience many pleasant things and unpleasant things, and many unfulfillment. Therefore, we want to re-experience or experience more, because we are not satisfied with one life. Now, in order to do that, we have to reincarnate. We seek another body to use as a tool for further experience. That is the process of reincarnation. The enlightened person have no more desire for experiencing anything. Therefore, he does not reincarnate.
The Buddhist Bible says that people who eat meat will pay for their sins. If in my family a person who is a vegetarian cooks meat for others in the family, does that person have a sin?
No. Because she doesn't eat it. Because she was forced to do it. not that she was willing to advocate for the meat that people like to eat. Besides, people has freedom to choose what they eat. Of course, you try to help them to understand that it is better for our health, our spirit, and our enlightened state of mind if we take a vegetarian diet, but we could not force everyone to be the same, because that God even doesn't do that. God only guide and tell us the precepts, and then we keep it or we don't keep it. It's our responsibility. But of course, better that we keep them, so the world getting better, become heaven.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
I usually saw red lights in my room. Sometimes I can see the red light emitted from my body. Is anything wrong with my practicing meditation?
No, it's nothing wrong. Just that your level is not very high yet. Red lights sometimes stimulate anger within the person. It's an astral level of consciousness.
If I continue to meditate for several days without eating or sleeping, will I get into trouble?
Yes. You'll be hungry and sleepless.
if my level is lower, but I break into a higher level, will the light and the sound kill me? Can Master save me in time if that happens? Or if I come back to Earth, my brain is out of control?
You have to do it the correct way. Get to know the correct method, not to do it at random. Yeah? The lights come in accordance with your level of understanding and in accordance with your ability to bear it. Therefore, do not feel in a hurry. If a child of 2 years old are forced to eat a lot of vitamin and nutrition in order to grow fast, it is no good. Yes? So take it easy. Do your meditation as you learn from your teacher, whoever that may be, and wait for the time to come.
I love my original master very deeply and usually recite his name. If I continue to do this, will I lose your love and blessing? I love both of you, no difference, because without my original master, I cannot be alive to sit here and listen to your lecture.
I am not in competition with anyone. You can love 10 more masters if you wish. No problem. Just be enlightened. That is the best way to show the gratitude to your previous master. Don't need to even be grateful to me. Or anything. Whatever you do, I love you all the same. It's you who probably do not love yourselves, because you will think, I do that very bad, I do this very bad, and it's you yourself stop feeling being loved.
It sounds like your path is the same. Vegetarian diet, five sacred names, and spiritual diary. Is it an insult to another liberated master to be reinitiated by you? Also, since he has taken responsibility for my going to Sat Khand, how would my initiation by you change my life? For I know I am God, however, not yet totally liberated.
You should have more faith in your master. Faith is what you need, not another master. And our path is similar. But if you wish to join us to have more reinforcement and more encouragement for your spiritual practice, you are more than welcome. Our great master have no sense of individuality and possessiveness. Don't worry about that. Whatever you do, if you're happy, if you progress in spiritual path, that is what your master, whoever that may be, want you to have. So if I can help you, he'll be happy. As long as you're happy, he'll be happy. Eh?
If enlightenment is truly possible for anyone, why do we need you?
Because you're not enlightened. Yet. It's possible for everyone, because if everyone comes to me or any of the experienced teacher, it's always possible. But if they don't come, it's not possible, because they don't know it themselves. If they know it themselves, it's fine. But most people don't know.
Can one who believes in Christ also believe in Buddha at the same time?
Yes, but one is enough. Yeah, one is enough. Because both of them are the same. Both of them are one. All the masters are one.
What will happen after death?
You're too hurry, huh? It won't be long before you know. Anyhow, what happened after death is depend on you. For example, if we are very virtuous and correct and loving, kind, while we are living in this world as a human being, then after so-called death, we are taken into a deserved mansion, which is called heaven. But this is not eternal, because our merit is not eternal. Therefore, the heaven corresponding with it is not eternal. To want to have eternal heaven, we have to find the eternal source of merit, which is the greatest kingdom within us, which is itself is eternal merit. Now, if in this life we are doing the opposite things, which contradictory to the commandments of God and below the standard of humanity, then we probably have to recess into a lower level of consciousness, of existence, in order to re-experience what we lack, what we must supply to our knowledge. And after some time, we'll be lifted up again to a human standard. And if we are better still, above human dignity, above human standard, then we will be asked and we will be lifted to heaven. All right? And the initiates are the ones who enter eternal kingdom and will not reincarnate again into this earth or in any other earthly world.
Dear Master, how can I get rid of bad thoughts?
To get rid of bad thoughts, you have to replace it with good thoughts. It's very simple. If you don't want to wear black, then throw it and wear white.
Master, please talk more about the Buddha nature within us.
The Buddha nature is the so-called supreme master power, which moves the whole universe, which makes all things alive and beautiful, which makes us wise and loving, and which leave our body lifeless after it decides to withdraw from it and not to use that instrument anymore. And if we know this Buddha nature, there is nothing that we do not know, and there's nothing that we want, nothing that we would desire. That doesn't mean we become a wooden stick, a wooden statue. We have all things that human beings have. We have emotion, we have feeling, and we have the taste of enjoyment, of beauty, of truth, and of virtues. But the emotion that we have now are under control. We use it whenever necessary, and we withdraw it whenever we want. That is the difference between the ones who know Buddha nature and the one who doesn't. And the one who knows Buddha nature are always in happiness. Doesn't matter in what circumstances. He might be very poor, he may be very rich, he may be in top political position, or he may just collecting garbage, but he will be always absolutely free of anxiety and fear, and always contented in whatever situation he finds himself in. That's the difference.
After initiation, if something goes wrong or something wrong against your instructions and regulations, what is going to happen, a disaster or something else?
Sometimes, yes. If you don't have courage, then you would fear. But actually, the worst disaster is that you stop there. You see, you were given a great treasure, and then suddenly you don't want to use it. So what kind of disaster befalls you? That you are poor. You have nothing for yourself. You deny yourself of the greatest possession, and that's the worst disaster already. If you don't know it, it's not that bad. But if you already know it and you deny it yourself, or you make some mistakes that you lose it, or that you have no way to use it again, that is already the greatest disaster.
How important is chanting for enlightenment?
If you have been enlightened by chanting, you wouldn't have asked me this question. Enlightenment comes not through chanting, not through praying, not through anything, but through our own sincerity, our own very deep longing for it. And then we know where it is. Therefore, during the initiation, we don't speak. I will not speak anything to you, and you will not say anything to me. And then enlightenment just comes.
Please let me know, what is the end of meditation practice?
The end of it is the outcome, is peace, tranquility, loving, have no desire. Even though we still work in the world, we still possess things, but we do not have desire. We do not have the torment of wanting many things and never have enough. That's the outcome.
How long one must meditate to reach enlightenment?
Enlightenment comes immediately. As soon as you sit down with a master and sincerely want it, it comes immediately. Even before immediately. Sometimes I have not finished the instruction and people already got enlightenment. Some people are in a hurry, they have no time to wait. But the meditation takes place daily because we always want to be in the enlightened state, and we always want to renew our acknowledgement of enlightenment. And also we want to strengthen it, to expand it until infinity. Otherwise, even if you meditate for 100 years, you don't get any enlightenment. Meditation doesn't bring enlightenment. The master power does. Because during initiation or during so-called meditation in our method, you do not meditate. Because meditation means effort. But in our way, it is effortless. You might sit there sometimes even sleepy, and then enlightenment even comes, even then. Or you'll be enlightened during sleep, because the master power will wake your soul during your sleep. While your mind is asleep, your body is at rest, your soul will be awakened into the world of light and wisdom. Therefore, meditation is not a mean to enlightenment. But for lack of vocabulary in this world, we have to call it meditation. Actually, you just sit there receiving the grace of God and acknowledging your own supreme power. There's no meditation, actually, that is involved. Because anything that is earned or it is a result of some kind of action, it is still the worldly production. It's still within the material framework. Therefore, our meditation is a non-meditational meditation, effortless meditation.
What makes you the equal of the other great masters?
The same thing that makes you equal with other great masters, that makes me equal. If you do not acknowledge this, it's your problem. All of us are equal. You are as great as Jesus and Buddha if you want to be, if you want to know, if you know where your greatness is. I know. That's what makes me great. If you don't know, it's fine. If you want to know, you'll be as great as any.
Master, you said mistakes are not really mistakes, but part of the unfolding plan of the Brotherhood. Does this mean that everything we do is part of the universal plan of the unconscious becoming conscious of being conscious?
Yes and no. You see, in the universal action field, there are two kinds of action. One is positive and one is negative. If we turn into the positive side of nature or universal plan, then our action will be always positive. If we stay somewhere vaguely in between or don't know, then sometimes we be positive, sometimes we are negative, you see? And should we were always in the negative scale of universal plan, then we always do things negative. And of course it is pre-planned, but we are in the negative side. So whatever we do, also pre-planned, but why should we always do the negative things instead of turning into the bright, the beauty, and the truth? So therefore, even then, what seemed like mistake is a positive step to another unfolding of the universal plane. So then it cannot be called mistakes, even though in that not very completely enlightened state of our mind, we may think that it is a mistake. But everything is in the positive framework. So if we want to be used in a positive position in the universe, then we turn to the positive, get enlightened, turn to the light. And if we want to be used for the negative action of the universe, then we stay where it is or do negative things. So both are right, but it's different in merit and different outcome. And our responsibility or our enjoyment of the result is of course different.
Being a vegetarian is part of living a healthier life. What other things can we do to obtain and help others attain a high level of wellness?
First, we have to attain our high level of awareness. Then we can help others.
There's a continuation. I wish to become a chiropractor. Is this a good way?
Yeah, it's good. I have a fellow practitioner. He's a chiropractor. Yeah, he's a doctor. He's staying in our center. And now he has no job. He thought he'd come there to help people. But we're too healthy for him. He just stay around, meditate, and teach the Taiwanese English.
Can evil Satan be changed into a good being by God's power or your method?
Yes. Yes. It's just a matter of turning in a different direction. You are as evil as you turn into the evil direction, and you are as positive as you turn into the positive power. So being initiated into saintly way of life, into the saintly level of consciousness, is turning into the positive direction.
When we gain immediate enlightenment, will we be masters too?
It depends on what God wants you to do. But at least you'll be the master of yourself, of the life course that you undertake, and you have no problem.
When you say we first come here, then where do we come from?
We came from our home, Father's house, the original place of glory.
What is everlasting light, and how is it beneficial to human life?
If it's not beneficial to mankind, I wouldn't be bothered to come here, spending all my money, energy, and time, sleepless nights, and fruitless days, if it's not beneficial to mankind. If it's not beneficial, Jesus would have not sacrificed his privacy. Buddha would not have renounced the kingdom. It is very beneficial. We need wisdom to serve others, to do everything in our life without making mistakes. We serve in love and wisdom if we are enlightened. Because if we have good intention and we do not have wisdom, sometimes we do wrong. We do it in the opposite direction. So that's it.
Will you tell us what some of the other worlds or levels are like?
I tell you at the time of initiation. Otherwise, it takes too long time also to tell you, because each world is a vast storehouse of knowledge. I can't just tell you in a few minutes.
Do you believe in simplicity and austerity? Which are the principles of Buddhist teaching?
Neither of them. Buddha has led a very ascetic practice before he reached Buddhahood, but then he realized that it's no good, so he forsake it. Simplicity of life is very good, of course. But that is the basic, that is the personal taste also. If someone who is so used to with living in comfort, and if he can afford all the comfort in life, why should he consider simplicity? Simplicity means we live a life without want, without desire, in whatever environment we are in. If we are rich, we live a rich life. If we are poor, we live a poor life. That is simplicity.
Dear Master, hate and greed are bad habits, but hatred is everybody's habit. May you show me how to avoid that and make everybody happy.
I have said something similar before. When you have some bad thoughts, replace it with good one. So whenever you discover yourself having hatred, then immediately root it out and replace loving kindness with it. Try to do it, and then it becomes a different habit. It's just like brushing your teeth every day, or not brushing it every day. You try to replace bad habit with good habit.
Master, are you a Buddha? And does it require a lifetime of dedicated meditation to become a Buddha?
Am I a Buddha? Huh?
Yes, that's what he's asking.
Should I say yes? Would you believe me?
Yes.
All right, thank you. If many of you say yes, then who am I to say no? All right. Does it require a long life dedication? It doesn't. It depends on individual. Some people would take a lifetime. Some people would take many lifetimes. Some person would take many hundreds of lifetimes. Depends on the background of the individual. Therefore, Shakyamuni Buddha became a Buddha after 6 years, and Jesus also after a dozen years, and other master became after 8 months, like the sixth patriarch Hui Neng, or many other master after 9 years. Some would not become Buddha in this lifetime, but become just a saint, some degree of sainthood. So it depends on individual.
Dear Master, after initiation, may all my deeds be vanished, and do I have to repay my sins?
The store bad karma will be erased, but the karma that you need to live on in this life will be left alone. Otherwise, you will die immediately. Therefore, you take care that you do not sow some more bad seeds in the future by keeping the precepts, by meditate every day to erase some of the new accomplished bad karma and also expand your wisdom. And also to be a vegetarian. That helps to terminate future connection with other beings. And the past bad karmas will be burned out, so you don't have to come back again.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger: free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Are there any generalizations that can be made about the past lives of people who have very angry, intolerant natures?
Probably they just came from a tiger. Last life with a tiger or something like that. Yeah.
What is the best way to cope with these people?
Just don't cope. Recite a prayer, go in to do something, or just look at them with loving eyes. And then after you get tired of scolding, then probably he cool down. Otherwise, how do you cope with the tiger? Run away, no?
Dear Master, I meditate 30 minutes a day, but I cannot concentrate after 10 minutes. It is because of heavy, bad karmas that I had. Thank you.
No, it's just a habit. You see, most of us are so used to with looking outside and paying attention to outer things. And so when we try to withdraw our attention inward, it is difficult. It's used to it running out again. After 10 minutes, it's already very good. Most people cannot do it for 10 seconds. Yeah? So continue, and then you will improve.
How can one who feels little love become more loving?
You go and buy some more love from the supermarket. Is there anywhere there is love for sale? Get more enlightenment, yeah, and then we'll be more loving. That is the purpose of enlightenment. Enlightenment make us more loving, more tolerant, more understanding. That's the best outcome.
We thank you for your compassionate presence on today's Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more uplifting and constructive programs, 24 hours a day, every day of the week. With heaven's blessings, may all beings on our beautiful planet coexist in peace, love, and happiness.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.